Okay, the story general. I'm looking at this Matrix Generation documentary now and comparing this, our story, to that whole paradigm or whatever you call it. And well, you know, there are a lot of stereotypes in those American Hollywood movies. It's always like based very much, the action is very much based on violence, and the supernatural realm is often described as scary. In this case, you know, it's well, it's not supernatural. It's supposed to be the real world, right? Which has been taken over by AI or whatever, and is completely dystopic. So here, I'm thinking the other way, that the other world, the world behind, I'm speaking this just after I had some self-therapy sessions where, you know, when you go deep in meditation or whatever, you can experience sometimes how the world beyond this that we have been so conditioned to think of as reality is more real. I mean, people have this experience in drugs and all kinds of out-of-body experiences and so on. So, we can use that one instead, and then how the actions we do in this world are connected with the our existence in the real world, so to speak, or the more real world. As if we go in here on a stage and act out and are put into trials and tribulations, and relationships are then tested, and then whoops, we go back again into the outside world, the more real world, where we are always nice and, you know, friends and all of that. And so that kind of scenario, and what is the point then of it all? It's love, because we do love each other, but that love can always increase and sweeten. So we are, when we are going down into this earthly existence, we are kind of tested, and we can test, we have freedom to test any role to play, so to speak. If you want to be a rich one, super duper powerful or whatever, or the most beautiful, sexiest guy or girl in the world, here you are, okay? You paid your ticket, your karma ticket or whatever, and you got this. Now what? What are you going to do? And then we realize, as time goes, eventually, that it's, you know, we might be here for our own enjoyment, you know, what is in it for me, I mean mine, but eventually realizing that it's all about love and friendship and sharing and like that. So that is the kind of ascension ladder, so to speak, there, the mirror that we climb, that is there in all cultures, it's all universal. So we can use that kind of thing. And instead of having it driven by action, which is a cheap trick, I would say, just get some martial arts experts into it and make some cool action scenes that haven't been seen before. And then there you go, and you have a success, and people are appreciating, you know, recognizing the film and going, wow. But that's cheap. It should be driven by other things, and there are films that are so. So no problem with that.